So you had a chance to really get a good look at the field. Who's the best team you thought you saw when you were in Indianapolis with these guys?
Yeah, I think Gonzaga. I actually didn't work their game. I just went to watch their game at Hinkle Fieldhouse on my off day. And they're just, you know, I mean, their offense, it's the most efficient in the country. And it's like they never really make a mistake. And they've got, might be cliche to say, but they've got all the pieces that you need. And I think Baylor does too. Clearly, they're the two best teams. They've been the two best teams all year long. So I'm glad they made it to this stage. But I think Gonzaga is a little cut above with how efficient that offense is and how well Drew Timmy is playing. I think he scored 75 points in the last three combined. So with how they can run that offense, I'd be surprised if they lost. Certainly they can. We see everything happen in this tournament. But Gonzaga, to me, I don't know how you feel, Steve, but I feel like they're the team to beat.
Oh, I'm in complete agreement because, number one, I think they're good enough defensively. And offensively, Brandon, I haven't seen a team this year that moves the ball the way they do. They are an excellent passing team to me that doesn't seem to care who scores. Is that fair?
Yep, that's absolutely right. And, you know, to do what they've been able to do on offense at the tempo that they play, they're sixth in the nation, KenPom and tempo. So you yes. figure they're going to put up some points. But like you're saying, with the way that they share the ball with that pace is really, really impressive. And then when you've got a guy like Kispert who shoots it at 46% from three, Jalen Suggs who can just do it all running the show, again, there's really no weakness. Now, UCLA is totally opposite. I mean, UCLA in tempo is one of the bottom 20 teams in the country.
Right.
And their hope in winning this, obviously, is to limit possessions, muck it up a little bit, and maybe they're only down 5-7 late and they hit a couple shots and somehow they steal it. But I just think Gonzaga is too darn good to let that happen. But we'll see. You know, I also didn't think UCLA was going to get past Michigan. And I think their game plan was fantastic, and they found a way to win that. So who knows?